Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm back. I'm sorry that the first live show was messed up. I have a level of egregious misconduct line that you could direct to people who need to be handled on things. In regards to that, well, we're not going to go back over that. Not only did it mess up the name of my show, but I have a level of some people who need to be going straight to the federal prison, a penitentiary, and I don't care if you're joking or not. There will be charges pressed. There will be court dates, and there will be lawsuits, and there will be restraining orders to national and international federal investigations and civil lawsuits and criminal lawsuits, and charges will be pressed against each party. I addressed this in the last slide, so we don't really address that. But when you're causing levels and layers of misconduct to this point, and then I have to show civil disobedience and let people know exactly what I'm dealing with, y'all see I'm talking over a horse boy, so you understand that there's a level of delusions of grandeur with several people who've lied on me for a number of years. There's a level and layer of intimate partner violence that's been going on for a number of years. And there's been a level of pranking, provoking, sadistic, traumatic, bullying, and harassment that I don't find funny. I made it clear to law enforcement that I'm ready to divert off of them for not intervening and not doing anything about it, and enough money that was raised in their pockets in the city and county of Escambia will be sued, the city of Atlanta will be sued, and the counties of Escambia, DeKalb, and Roswell, and as well as Fulton County will be sued, and I mean it. There has been levels of misconduct to the point that I'm mid-player pissed off right now and calm, but I want to allow you guys a really great show. Hard. So when I tell you that I'm not about to put up with any more tormenting bullying without fighting back, I meant what I said. So that's why the last live was a dumpster fire. And there's a level and layer of, man, if I find out under duress that Sunset worked in 2013 for a marriage and forced her to document for us to be married, I want a divorce and I want one now, and I mean I want one over everything, your misconduct, your abuses. If I find out that for an engagement, the answer is absolutely terminated. No. It means absolutely no. I would not marry anybody who was sadistically provoked, gaslight, emotionally abused, and torment me. I found out it was just for jokes and it was just for fun. Well, guess what? There's nothing funny about it. Y'all realize that it was real, that good things happened, and that there are levels of layers of court cases that are come from this. After it's all said and done, I want nothing to do with dismissible psychopaths, sociopaths. I don't like being used as a pawn in cases that have nothing to do with me. Not only did it overlap, but these are cases that are interlinked because of things that were in the mid-80s when I was a baby. So not only am I ready to go to federal court, civil court, county court, criminal court over it, I'm ready to see the breaks on each party involved. And then on top of that, I want criminal restraining orders, lifetime restraining orders imposed. I don't care if you're a judge or not. These red flags, anti-city, provoking, gaslighting, emotional abusive, psychological abusive, punitive psychiatry, antics, and the phonery have ruined my life, ruined my business, and my practice. Not only am I ready to go to court over all of that, I am ready to do the breaks off of you for it, for loss of business, loss of time, loss of money. And then on top of that, for you thinking it's funny to sit there and use my business model against my permission and then making money off of me. I want all of my money, or I will sue the Department of Revenue of Georgia and Florida, and I will sue the breaks off of you for gross misconduct, abusive antics, abuse of power, abuse of psychiatry, psychology, and emotional abuse and tormenting, and gaslighting, bullying, harassment, and terrorism. And I will have the federal agents get on your behind and sue you for terrorism, emotional abuse, domestic terrorism, and then environmental terrorism, tampering cars and vehicles as unacceptable, not right, agrees to nature. And at this point in time, for the death threats, provoking, and gaslighting that was rising off of Twitter, Facebook, and then on top of that, YouTube. And by the time I see the breaks off of John David Alton, you guys, Zeke Alton, Ricky Zeke, Z, Alton, and VMF cases. And then on top of that, our DEA case from 94, 96, and then 2007, 2008 case that he was on, his father was on. By the time it's all said that, I'm on level of a lawsuit for restraining order for John David Alton, Monica Tumor Alton. Then on top of that, that's Chance Petty, Kenneth Copeland, Jay Reed, Jordan Nathan, all of his aliases and whatnot. So I am ready to go to court with him, and I'm ready for a lifetime restraining order against the star, Gianna Avery Allison. So John Avery, Jay Nathan, Jay Reed, Kenneth Copeland, Chance Petty, I want a warrant lawsuit against them. And then his new wife, I want a warrant lawsuit against her. She's playing on my phone. So I went over everybody who's involved in all this, and the multi-perpetrator, multi-district, and federal, state, civil lawsuits and torts that need to be arising out of all this. So when I tell you I don't like being provoked and gaslit, I don't like being provoked and gaslit. And not only are several key players involved in all this, including up to Ivy Rock and Ranger P-Sex, I want warrants and lawsuits against them at Council C-22. I want the federal to walk out and rain. crappy produced for my daughter just like that first FBI and Tiny. I actually know them through Jonathan. I don't know them directly, but I know them because of him. And by the time it's all said and done, all the threats and provoking and gaslighting and clout chasing that they want to keep doing that on behalf of a wealthy, well-connected narc, I'm ready to go to see the bricks off of them as well for their level of misconduct and abuse towards my daughter when their son was over there in California asking me for my daughter. And then their death threats that were sent through my daughter to me about wanting to jump on me. So it's unequal and it's not threatening anything. She's not going to get anything other than that issue she's looking for in federal court, civil court, county court, criminal court with a lifetime restraining order imposed. And then on top of that, Tiny Cuddle will be getting one next to me that I talked to on the phone. And my son's all said and done with Latasha that I talked to on the phone in the local area. So I'm ready to go to court over every last bit of this, and I'm ready to go press charges. So like I told y'all, I'm not going through this anymore. I've had enough of all this bullying, harassment, tormenting, and the social media antics and buffoonery. Not only that, my last slide was shadow banned because of Zach Patrick Dorsey and his deal for this with Jay-Z, who's related to John David Alphin. So at this point in time, I don't really want to talk about them or anything else other than getting this live underway and doing what I need to do. And I don't like being provoked and gaslit in the manner that it's been done to me. And the gross misconduct is unacceptable, egregious in nature, and the levels of damage to my small business is the reason why I'm ready to do the very subject, Patrick Dorsey. He knew about this back in 2016, 2017, 2018, I wrote him, and I wrote Mark Zuckerberg in 2015 for the overlap in 2010, 2011, 2012, and antics and buffoonery that was going on that I reported to my doctor, so I'm ready to go to court for all of that. And on top of that, there will be a separation and a whole level of egregious levels of emotional abuse, psychological abuse, tormenting, provoking, gaslighting, bullying, the futility of my claims, I think that was going on. So I wanted to start out with why you don't become codependent and why you don't be dependent on anybody no matter what's going on. A narcissist will try to take everything away from you. They will try to take everything and cause devastation, emotional abuse, tormenting, and a level of hopelessness and an internal level of feeling of devastation so deep within you that you become a little bit where they look at you as the narc when you're not the narc. And then there's sociopath when you have to Google what a narcissist is and a psychopath is and you realize what you dated with a psychopath and a narcissist and a sociopath. It will unnerve you and devastate you. So with that being said, let's talk about self-development and change. And then on top of that, getting out of codependency, and that's part of what our live is all about. I want you guys to understand that it's many, many, many breakthrough theories. Codependency and breaking the habit of needing approval. So when I tell you about levels and depth of trying to not be codependent on someone and not getting to a point that you have to be wise and things like that, because nobody's ever going to really truly like you in life. Nobody's really going to truly support you in life. And so a lot of people will support your downfall before they support your upbringing or uprising. I want you guys to understand how far a narcissist will be willing to go, especially when they're wealthy, well-connected, are they willing to do egregious misconduct, emotional abuse, and tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, harassment, terrorism. Okay. Okay, so. Our sound check's fine. So I told y'all that that was being done with DevOps, and I told y'all that it's not acceptable, and it's not okay. Because when I tried to go and get these things done, and there's a level in depth of I'm not hearing the sound on one end, and it's being messed with on the DevOps side, and IT specialist will be going to jail over all of that. I don't like being provoked and gaslit. I don't like my lives being messed up. It took an hour and 33 minutes for me to get through that whole entire life and really, literally calm down from all of that. So I'm sorry for that. I want you guys to understand how far it went. Because when I was trying to play back the audio, it wouldn't play on the iPhone. It would not play on the Google phone. So there's a level of iPhone tampering, and then there's a level of gaslighting and bullying and harassment and terrorism. Willard and William are the ones that were messing with the phones, and Daniel messing with the phones. So I'm making sure you guys understand who and what's doing all of this. And then on top of that, we need to talk about codependency and being yourself. Because, you know, when I'm saying mayday, mayday, we're talking about level of mayday means help me. And then on top of that, a series on codependency and breaking habits and needing approval. So when I tell you that there's a level of sometimes you divorce a narcissist and sometimes you divorce a sociopath, because they cannot be cured of their narcissism and their sociopathy. They cannot be cured for their levels and layers of emotional abuse and torment and bullying and harassment that they will exact on you for telling the truth about their feelings or themselves. And then when you think about the addictive love cycle and the levels of recovery that need to be done to be able to heal from the heartbreak or rejection, emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, and harassment, we have to get through all that type of stuff. So we're going to get into why do I understand your pain? And then on top of that, why didn't you just walk away? Why people don't just walk away and regain control of your life? So I want you guys to understand why it's important to talk about this before we get into the self-love. And we'll do those modules together so that way you guys can get a good level of understanding. And then on top of that, why is it like this? And why we get to this point of feeling like we can't get control of our life when things happen like this. it's not easy because the onset of difficulties, any actual breakup, or the levels of relationships can cause serious emotional, psychological anguish. And then when somebody is feeling a level of anguish or sadistic antics and buffoonery provoked during gaslighting or serious psychological damage or abuse, there's a lot leading to an accurate level of abandonment, anxiety, and then on top of that, a separation and distress, and then anxious attachment, and then withdrawal from the love that was actually conditional, not unconditional love, and then a level of even depression that sets in from grief and upset from being manipulated, provoked, and gaslit, then helplessness, humiliation, and shame to deal with, alongside the levels of bullying, torture, torment, abusiveness, divisiveness, and loss of the other person because you thought you had something that wasn't real. So the grief was experienced, it's like made worse by the fact that the person has a level of, it was the person manufactured to be codependent when they were actually independent in the beginning. Because even the most independent person can be made codependent on people once there's emotional abuse and a poor belief of, I deserve what's going on, or the gaslighting that goes on in the middle of a relationship, or the levels of a person who doesn't know how to love correctly, or purely just as an evil, sadistic person at heart and doesn't like women, or feels like they feel like it's okay to punish a woman or emotionally abuse a woman or sadistically torment a woman and think that's funny to do. Because anybody that would be that cruel and that evil to do that to someone for jokes, crap, and giggles and use them for their sacrificial lamb, for their emotional abuse, tormenting, antics, and bullying and harassment, they're a despicable person. And I want you guys to all know that that person is just not a good person, period. I want to tell you how far a person's willing to go in gross misconduct and emotional abuse and tormenting. They don't stop. Because they use your level of reaction to their egregious behavior, misconduct, and their emotional abuse and tormenting as a way to sit there and justify their emotional abuse and their gaslighting, bullying, and terrorism. And when we think about that, we replace it with something more resourceful, and that's being independent and not being codependent. And part of that is it might feel like right now that you're codependent on approval and like and things like that, but you have to get to a point that you do not, and you refuse to go into a level of grief and think that you see me go through. What you just saw was a level of reaction because I'm tired of this pattern, the habitual abuse, emotional abuse, and torment, and gaslighting, villain, and terrorism, and it's not even funny. And that's the point that we need to be going for, and several people need to be going to jail for their antics and buffoonery and their participation. Because not only is it gross misconduct, but it's affecting my business. It's affecting me being booked and missing. And it's affecting me as a life coach, wellness coach, health coach, divorce coach, and marital coach. And it's affecting my actual level of looking qualified. And not only will I be feeling the right stuff as my partner violence and client, and this will those be back, but I'll be suing them for financial pardon and emotional abuse and economic abuse and psychological abuse and tormenting and levels of grief that has caused me and mental cruelty, vicious cruelty, domestic terrorism and emotional terrorism and intimate partner violence and exploitation. Because when I tell you that it's not funny to do that to someone, you have no right to do that to a professional. Not only am I bachelor's degree, not only am I certified as a life coach, wellness coach, and a health coach, but not only am I going to school for a divorce coaching, not only have you sat there and messed up the validity of my business, but you also messed up my brand. Not only will I be suing a break off of you, but it's welcome up to next March. And yes, I am going to be asking for punitive damages up to millions, because you're not going to play these nasty narcissistic games and cause me all this level of loss and think that I want to be together, first of all. And then second of all, anybody that I would even have been married to under duress, under paperwork, now, of course, to sign a state work now, sign a state work, change your story now, sign a state work, change your story, we'll take a state hospital now, change your story, we'll take your daughter now, all the things that were done to me, want love and letter, the punitive damages, and I want them done now. And then I'll tell you that it's not being more community than psychiatrists being done to me. If it is, I'll continue to document it, and I will be going for it, and I will sue the breaks off miserable sociopath. I don't care if you were joking or not. When I found out that you were doing things for jokes, one of you, and the other one, you were doing things for maliciousness, exploitation, and you ran your mouth to industry, you ran your mouth to the network, you did all these things not knowing I know people at network. By the time I sue the breaks off of you, you'll understand that I won't sue the network. I'll sue you individually, and I'll civilly sue you, criminally sue you, and have the investigators and law enforcement officers, including the DOJ and FBI, that sent me paperwork or to go through the breakup and put you in jail where you belong and get you a level of psychological evaluation and a level of damages that will be fought after. And then on top of the damages for damaging my child, damaging me, and then psychologically, emotionally causing damages to the point that I can't come back from, emotional scars that I can't come back from. But I do the best that I can to present as professionally as I possibly can for you guys and do the best that I can. And it's not easy when you're dealing with it every day and you're dealing with the torment, gaslighting, bullying, and harassment that I've had to deal with. So, you know, when a person makes you not feel good enough or makes you feel not attractive enough, but also makes you feel like crap, because you righteously are reacting to their abusive, divisive misconduct and their abusive, divisive narcissism. And when someone sits there and mirrors every good quality of yours, like Liverpool and ours, and goes and makes their business and does the same thing like I do, just in competition, I'm not in competition with you. I don't even like you. I want you to know why I don't like you. You're disrespectful. You're wealthy, well-connected. You're a narcissist, and you're a sociopath. You're not a nice person, and you're very mean, and you're disgusting. And you absolutely despise. You're just despicable. I don't like anything about you. There's nothing attractive about you at this point in time. There's nothing I would ever want to be dealing with you ever again. I would never want to do business with you. I would never want to actually sit down and ever talk this out. And I have nothing I want to do with you ever again. And I mean it. Because when it comes to a level of multi-perpetrator, multi-demonstrator, multi-level retort and emotional abuse and tormenting, it got to where wealthy, well-connected people were involved. And then it also damages my business, and it does piss me off, and it does make me angry, and it does make me upset. And not only am I not healed yet, I am going through a level layer of having to see a therapist about it, because I want to be present for all of you. I apologize for the last line. There's no excuse for it, other than I'm angry and upset. I'm sick and tired of his abuse and antics and the phone ring. He can't stand that I'm good at what I do. He can't stand that I have to do well in my presentations, and he can't stand me because I actually outshine him. And the thing is, one of the 48 laws of power is don't outshine the master, but nobody's going to master me. I'm not slave to a miserable sociopath or a narcissist. And I never will be, and I'm never going to be a doormat to a well connected narc or several narcs, including the ones that egregiously have been involved in cases 91, 93, 94, 96, 2007, 2013, 2015, and ongoing investigations that are going on now. I don't want to be a pawn for anybody's crap, and I'm not going to go through that anymore. But like I told you guys, I'm tired of it. And then as a life coach, wellness coach, my entire recovery program is designed for people who've been through what I've been through. And then I'm also going to school and back school to be a psychiatrist, psychologist, a forensic psychiatrist, psychologist, and a pathologist as well, so that I can be able to do medical examinations and things like that. So not only am I nuclear upset about that because this man has messed up my life and this woman's messed up my life, and they know what they're doing, and targeted bullying, harassment, and terrorism, and I fight it as terrorism, and law enforcement knows, and they're aware of it, and they're abreast of it. That's why I'm telling you guys that I'm fed up with it. And the accusations that are coming towards me because they want to keep up messing up my things and my presentation, I'm at the point of fighting back, and we're going to court, whether we like it or not. So enough about that. I want you guys to understand why codependency is not good to be codependent on people for approval by going over this whole entire spiel about what's been going on. So you understand that codependency can actually lead you to kill. Codependency or wanting approval or wanting love from people who cannot love, who are not properly capable of loving, who are selfish, greedy, miserable, nasty, narcissistic, sociopathic, Machiavellian, narcissistic, and their levels of being like a ghost and doing all things remote, beyond force and control, provoking, gaslighting antics that can have you up here going through it, and I've been through it, and y'all have seen it multiple times, and it's not fair to me. This is my true demeanor. This is who I truly am. I want you to hear me talk over a hoarse voice, and I understand. I'm talking over a hoarse voice, but a lot of times these emotional sociopaths and professional professions were doing a lot of decisive, abusive things, and I went through the ringer because two of my exes are actually police officers. They're federal agents, and they actually abuse their position of power. Their parents are actually federal agents attached and whatnot, and not only have they done egregious misconduct, but they abuse their position or their authority. So I want to tell you how far it went too far, way too far. It's not funny. So in my entire recovery program that's designed to talk to you guys about different things like this, I want to shed some light and illuminate the crystals that I am and whatnot on you guys so that you guys understand how to go through it and, you know, do what I did is bring it back in. I want to go over what I did wrong in the last slide. I was upset. I was triggered and upset. Sure was. Because the level of audiovisual tampering that's been done by Ivy Throck and B and several others who've been doing this at the levels of layers that they have. It's been remote, forced control, provoking, gaslighting, bullying, harassment, and terrorism. They've been doing this with every life that I've had. If you go back 2 years, you'll see every life where they either messed it up or they did provoking, gaslighting, phone tampering, harassment, fear via the iPhone and Google phone. Not only is one open source, one closed source, but I know they did it, and they also looked at the Wi-Fi and did it. Not only is it IT antics, but they continue to do it. And not only is the one deal, I want a level layer of restraining order, do not contact. And then on top of that, Jim Speed over there in Liverpool, you can go straight to it. And don't ever speak to me. Jim, I can kick my behind. And then you can kick my behind. I want nothing to do with you. I don't want nothing ever to do with you ever again. Not only has the gross misconduct caused me a lot of loss, but when my exes went over to Liverpool and did that and played my face and played in his face, I was loyal to someone who was being loyal on an empty face snake in my face. So therefore, I would never forgive him, and I would never want to be friends ever again. I would never even want to be acquaintances ever again because the gross misconduct caused me a lot. And then on top of that, I had to go and become calm and improve my argument. And does that mean that I'm not human? Yeah, I am. I'm very human. As you can see, I'm autistic, Asperger's syndrome, I know it's the little things, and not only have they egregiously done this, but several people have done things to play nasty, harmful games, and I'm ultra mad, and I'm not in grade one or crap, okay? So by the time it's all said and done, there's a level of emotional abuse and schematics and antics and buffoonery that several people need to be put into jail for, and the psychological abuse, punitive damages that need to be sought after for the Hague level violation of emotional abuse, and the level of misconduct and gross levels of environmental terrorism is the reason why I'm fighting all of this. Because it's gone too far, it's really costing a lot of business economically and then financially. So when we think about creating a level of program for you guys to understand this, I want to go over the last slide. You call me, go nuclear the heck off, because psychological abuse can make you do that, and then emotional abuse can make you do that, and then intimate partner violence, and then spousal abuse can make you do that. And then that is how those things are used in the court of law, to tell wives on the spouse to make them seem like they're mentally ill, especially when the spouse is the reason why they ended up having nervous breakdowns. I've had a nervous breakdown because of James Ryan Gratzky and John David Allison and Brian D. Allison, because they were involved in cases in 91, 93, 94, 96. And then they try to cover it up and try to see what I knew about the case. I knew nothing. I was one of children and special victims from the 80s. And not only did that overlap from the 80s, it overlapped from the 90s, and it overlapped to the 2000s. So not only did they do a lot of damage, but they started a lot of lying. And then I ended up being the one that was caught in the middle of those days. Didn't know what was going on. So I was a deer caught in the headlight. So I did research and counted up the days. And I counted up the actual levels and depth of the time series. And I was like, dang, it's overlapped. And I was like, dang. So I did my legal research, and I went to school for law, CJ, justice.
Hello, you guys. You are welcome to actually go to the live on Talk Radio. Diva.com, and you're also welcome to go to Blog Talk Radio with Talk Radio Diva, and you may go on to the actual Square Cash app on TalkRadioDiva.com. You may do a donation there to the expansion of the business. You may do that at $TalkRadioDiva. So thank you so much for attending the live, and then you may put a love offering note on there so that you'll be able to give a love offering to rebuild business back better than ever, the power to do more with Talk Radio Diva TV. Thank you, and good night.